Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
Her name is Shibon. Her last name is Levin, and her phone number is 707-363-4084. Should I
Thank you.
repeat the number?
Yes, please.
707-363-4084.
Okay, thank you. Can you spell the first name for me?
Sure. It's Shibhan. Shibhan. Last
Okay.
name is Levin, Levin.
Levin. Okay, thank you.
I'm just connecting with her.
Okay.
The recording has started. This call is no longer being recorded.
Hi, Siobhan?
Yes, this is Siobhan.
Hi, Siobhan, can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, perfect. This is Natalia. I'm the intake specialist here. You'll be on a recorded line with me. Would you like to see if
Okay.
you meet the requirements for the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'll just ask you some quick questions. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I do not have an attorney.
No. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any sort of contracts or retainers with a law firm for this matter?
Yes.
Okay. And have you or a loved one ever used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Was this for yourself or a loved one?
For myself.
For yourself. Okay. Were you diagnosed with endometrial cancer, uterine cancer, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Do you know what the subtype was?
It was, gosh, I'm always, that word is always true. Is it epithelial? Epithelial, I
Epithelial?
think. Yeah, sorry, these medical words get so tricky.
Of course, yeah, no problem. Okay, so it was an epithelial tumor.
Correct.
Okay. And where were you diagnosed? What was the name of the facility?
At Sutter Medical Center.
Okay. Can you spell that for me?
Sutter.
Okay,
Sutter Medical Center.
Medical Center. Where was that located?
In Sacramento, California.
In Sacramento. Okay. I am seeing a few different addresses here. Do you remember the specific address?
It was on Capitol Avenue. Let's see, it's over by the 80, probably around 20, 2800, 2900 Capitol, something like that.
Something like that. Okay, I do see Sutter Medical Center. I see Osei Adams Medical Pavilion. Is that it?
Yes, that would be it.
That would be it. Okay. So that's where you were diagnosed. Is that where you received treatment as well?
Correct.
Yes. Okay. All right. Give me one second. Let me just copy the address here. Okay, and when were you diagnosed with cancer? What was the date?
What was the date? I want to say it was just before Christmas last year. It was December in 2023.
Oh, okay. It was of last year. Okay, 2023.
Yeah.
And what was your age when you were diagnosed?
I was 41.
41. Okay. And do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
It was Dr. Allen.
Dr. Allen. Okay. Is that Allen?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Dr. Allen. And where, I'm sorry, it was in the state of California?
Yes.
Okay. All right, give me one second. Okay, so that was about a little over or about 12 months ago that you were diagnosed.
Correct.
Okay. Do you currently live or I'm sorry, not diagnosed, but do you currently live in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No, I do not.
No. Okay. And did you use the hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
You did. Okay. On average, how many times per year did you use the hair relaxer before the
I used
diagnosis?
it averaging about monthly.
Every single
So that would
month?
be about 12 times. Yeah, I used it monthly, so it would be about 12 times a year.
About 12 times. Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
I am.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
6/2/82.
6/2/82. Okay. And were you ever diagnosed with a breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
No. Okay. Did you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that also used hair relaxers?
Not that I'm aware of.
No. Okay. And how old were you when you first started using hair relaxer?
Oh gosh, I was in my mid-20s. I want to say it was about 2008 or so. I had just moved to Sacramento.
Okay, so you started
So,
using it in 2000.
about 20, yeah, in about 2008, because it was when I moved to Sacramento that I started using it.
Okay, so you did use it in the state of California?
Yes.
Okay. And would it be accurate to put around when you were 25 years old, you said mid-20s?
Yeah, I would say about 20, about 26, about 25 years old until age 40.
Till age 40. Okay. So when would you say was the last year that you used hair relaxer?
I used it last year, just prior to getting the diagnosis.
Just prior. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Can I put you on a brief hold for about 30 seconds? I just need to verify some of the information.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Chabon?
Yes.
Okay, I'm back. All right,
Okay.
thank you. Let me go ahead and continue here. Okay, so just to verify, you started using it in 2008 and then you stopped right
Yes.
before your diagnosis in 2023.
Correct.
Okay, how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxers?
So that would be about 15 years.
About 15 years, okay.
Yeah, on a monthly basis.
On a monthly basis, okay. And then did you receive the hair relaxer treatment in a salon, at home, or both?
It was a home treatment.
Home treatment, okay. Do you currently use the hair relaxer products?
I do not. I no
No.
longer use any hair products. Just after some medical problems, I stopped using most products.
Of course, yeah, that's understandable. Do you happen to have any receipts or any empty bottles?
You know, I moved recently and I'm not sure that I have anything. I could look around the house for you guys, but I'm not sure that I have any here currently.
Okay, no problem. If you do, just save them just in case the attorneys request them later. But that's okay if you don't for now. Okay, and then do you remember what brands of the products you used?
It was L'Oreal.
L'Oreal, okay. Any others?
Yeah. No, that's it.
Okay, just L'Oreal. Okay. Okay, and then that was from 2008 to 2023, you used L'Oreal?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so let me just put that here, 2008 to 2023. And did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And let's see. Have there been periods that the hair relaxer was stopped, or was it continuous all throughout?
It was continuous use.
Continuous, okay. And when did you first become aware of the link between the hair relaxers and your diagnosis? About what year?
It was in 2023.
In 2023, okay. Okay, give me 1 second. So pretty much right after you were diagnosed?
Yes, yeah, when I was diagnosed and I stopped using everything and, you know, and they did some specific tests to try to pinpoint things, but I've stopped using all products.
Okay, that makes sense. And then when you did receive treatment, what kind of treatment did you receive?
I did have a surgery, and then I also received some antibiotics and hormone medications.
Okay, so surgery, antibiotics, and hormone medication.
Yeah.
When was the last date that you were treated, approximately?
It was, I want to say August.
August of this year?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, August of this year. Sorry, I keep forgetting how the years. And we're almost at the end of this year now, too. So that adds another.
Of course. No, that's okay. Yeah, just take your time, you know, if you need to think about, you know, the dates, that's fine. But okay, so August of 2024. Last time you were treated.
Yes.
And then can you confirm your gender for me?
My gender, female.
Female, okay. And then I do have your first and last name. Can you spell your first name one more time?
It is S-I-O, B as in boy, H-A-N as in Nancy.
H-A-N or just H-N?
H-A-N.
A-N. Okay, perfect. And then do you have a middle initial?
M.
Okay. And then spell your last name.
L-E-V as in Victor, I-N as in Nancy.
Okay, perfect. And then let me see here. I do have your phone number. Is this 707-363-4084?
That's correct.
Okay. Is that a cell phone number?
That is my cell phone number. It's currently my only phone number.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then what is a good email for you?
So it's my first and last name, Siobhan Levin, at gmail.com.
Okay. No numbers or anything?
Nope. Just first and last name.
First and last name at gmail.com. Okay. Okay, so far it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements. Let me see here. So what I'll do is I'm going to go ahead and continue with the intake form, and then I'll send you an I'll send you an electronic document to sign, which gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, let me continue here. Give me one second. Okay, and then for the legal document to verify identity, can you confirm your social or the last four?
Last four is 0053.
Okay, 0053. And then what is your current mailing address?
It is 4408 Truxell, Truxell Road.
Mm-hmm.
Apartment 83. And that is Sacramento.
Sacramento, okay.
Sacramento, California, 95834.
95834, okay. Okay, and that was apartment 83?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then do you have a copy of your medical records that would show the diagnosis that you can provide the attorneys later, either through mail or electronic or both?
Yeah, I'm actually out of town right now, so I don't have access to my records.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. We can.
The doctors have the records.
They do. Okay, perfect. Yeah, they'll request them later when they need them. You don't need them right now.
Okay.
Would you be able to provide them through mail or electronically or both?
I'm not sure at this time.
Not sure. Okay.
Since I'm out of town, I'm not sure how I'd be able to, because I don't have online access.
Uh-huh. Okay, so most likely it'd be through mail?
Okay, yeah, probably mail.
Yeah. Okay, I just have to choose an option. So I'll put mail for now.
Okay.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. And then the last thing we need from you is we request an emergency contact number just in case you become unresponsive for an extended period of time. This will prevent any disruptions in the case so that they can continue. And for that, would you like to provide someone that lives with you or lives separate?
Lives separate.
Lives separate. Okay. And what is their relationship to you?
Friend.
Friend, okay. And the phone number?
Hold on, I'm pulling it up right here.
Oh, yeah, no problem. You can put me on speaker if you need to.
Okay, yeah, I have you on speakerphone here to make it easier.
Okay, perfect.
Hold on really quick.
Uh-huh.
Sorry,
take your time.
My phone just updated, and so I'm scrolling through all the contacts here.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Let me see here. Sorry, so many things. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
It is 707 302-9058.
Okay. And what is their first and last name?
Caitlin.
Okay. Can you spell that for me?
Caitylin.
I'm sorry,
Caitlyn.
Yn, okay. Caitlin, and the last name?
Brown.
Brown.
Correct.
Okay, Caitlin Brown. All right, and it looks like that's it for the questionnaire here. At the end of I just finished here. Yes. So let me go ahead and send that electronic document. Have you done a DocuSign before?
I have.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So you'll be pretty familiar with it. It's just going to be a few initials and a few signatures that gives the attorneys permission to work on the case. And I'll stay on the line with you just in case you have any questions or you need help navigating the page. So I'm going to send that over to your email and then also a text message with a link. It's the same document. Whichever one's easier for you to open, you can use that one.
Okay.
All right.
The link to the email would be easiest. Let's see if it's...
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it'll go to spam, so just make sure to check that too. Let's see.
Okay.
It'll say Natalia or Mass Torch Strategies wants to send a DocuSign.
Okay, let's see. Okay, there we go. Got the message.
And yeah, just double check that I spelled everything correctly.
Okay, let me just give it a look over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, take your time. While you do that, I'm going to look for the information for the attorney so that I can send that to you.
Perfect. I noticed the apartment number is not on this form. Is that does that matter?
Let me double check. Give me one second. It should automatically fill out, but let me just make sure.
Yeah, it looks like on page 2 and then the last page there's
last page. Okay, let me correct that really quick.
Yeah, it's not showing the apartment number. I just want to make sure in case something
Yes, of course. Yeah, thank you for catching that for me. Okay, so let me see. I'm just going to correct it really quick. It might not let you see it until I finish. Hold on. Let's see. Truxell Road, what was the number? Okay, I just fixed it. Go ahead and let me know if you see it.
Okay, okay, there we go. Now it's showing it. Perfect.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm an accountant by trade, so I'm always looking for the little details
good.
And everything.
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then do you need me to sign this on the phone with you, or can I have a minute can I read over it all and then send it to you?
Yeah, of course, you can read over all of it. Let's see here. If you don't have any questions, I'm just going to send this over. Yeah, just go ahead and read through it. Just sign it within 3 days because I think it'll expire. If you do have any questions, you can call me back or send me a text, okay?
Okay, what is your phone number?
Yes, I'm going to send you a text right now with my direct desk line because this is the transfer line. So let me just send it right now. You'll see it right now.
Okay.
It'll say, hi, Siobhan. This is Natalia, your intake specialist.
Okay, perfect. I just got it.
You got it.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm going to send it to you shortly, probably within 15 minutes or so. I just want to pull it up on the computer because my eyesight is not that great and it's hard to read it on my phone.
Yes,
so
of course.
So I just want to make sure all the details are correct.
Yes,
and then,
perfect.
I will submit it in 15 minutes.
Okay, thank you so much. And if you do come across anybody else that was injured by the hair relaxer products, you can let me know as well. You can forward my number if they need it, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. You have a great rest of your night.
You too. Bye.
Bye.